Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back. I'm Daniel Rasby from Higher Ground Financial Group. I am a tax attorney.
And I'm Imran Rasby. I'm his father. We work well together, the father-son team.
And we are fiduciaries. That means we're required to act in your best interest. We only recommend things that are actually in your best interest, except today, except on this program. This is not fiduciary advice because this is general information. It's educational. And hopefully you'll get something out of it, but you'll also go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and actually get a plan that's designed specifically in your best interest to minimize risk, fees, and taxes. And one of the things that people often ask us is they come to us and say, look, I would love to retire, but I don't have enough money. There's no way I have enough money. I can't retire for at least 5 years, 10 years, 3 years, whatever they say. And even when I do retire, it's going to be really tight. You know, I'm just worried I don't have enough. So when is enough enough? What's your number? That's the ad campaign that went out. What's your number? What's your number? We look at it a little differently. So talk about that, Raz.
Let's talk about income, your spendable money, right? So there's something called the 4% rule. If you haven't heard of it, it's 4% rule has been around for a long, long time. And actually, some people have said, you know, 3.5 or 2.8%, but let's just stick with 4%. What that means is that when you retire, it doesn't matter how much money you make in the market. You could be making 17, 18, 20, 25% in the market, but because the market volatility, you can only take out 4% with any likelihood of survival. What that means is, but in 25 years, you'll still have some money left, okay? So that's your number, right?
So if I have $1 million saved,
then you can spend $40,000.
If I have $2 million saved,
$80,000.
That's it.
That's the 4% rule. However, using the same calculations, the same Monte Carlo scenarios that do thousands of calculations, we can actually show you how you can take 7% out with the same amount of money. Now, 7% of $2 million or $1 million, let's say $1 million, is $70,000 versus $40,000. So if I told you you have a choice of an income in retirement, either $70,000 a year or $40,000 a year, which would you prefer?
Well, I'd take the 70.
Yeah, and with
if I can be sure I was protected, it's actually going to be there for me.
Right. So that's very important to know that the same math works for both, but you got to have some certain protections in place. That's why we have riskfeestaxes.com. You can go there, riskfeestaxes.com. But what we do is we manage all those risks so you can actually take out 7% and have the same level of certainty that you're going to have money.
So let's play this out. Let's say you retire today and you have $2 million and your advisor tells you you can take out just $80,000 a year, which is 4%.
Which after tax is about $5,000 per month.
And your twin brother retires today with $3 million, right? And he can also take out 4%. So that's $120,000 a year. Well, let's say you come to our firm and we show you a plan to actually take out 7%. Well, of $2 million, 7% is $140,000. So now with $140,000 income, you have $20,000 a year more than your brother, even though he's got $1 million more. So in retirement, income is so much more important than how much money you have in your account. Because if you have the money sitting in your investment account or your retirement account, that's great. You can print out the screenshot of your statement and pin it up on the wall and look at it and say, well, I got $3 million. But that doesn't make you better off. Having $3 million doesn't necessarily mean you have more income to spend than the other guy who has $2 million.
So you need to have a mathematical plan of spending money that you can't run out of money, and you have that value or that income for the rest of your life, and plus inflation.
So we often give two options for clients that want to have income in retirement. And often we're using a 6 or 7% withdrawal as an example. That doesn't mean it's what you're always going to take out. You might be one of the few people that has enough saved that you could actually live on 4% of your mm-hmm. Nest egg. And some people are that way. But if that's the case, just having the ability to spend more gives right. you a lot more flexibility. So in the first one is what you just mentioned, Raz, which is the volatility buffer. The volatility buffer means close to half the money is, or more than half the money, is not in the market. It's in something that's protected against the loss. And that could be a bank, it could be a treasury, it could be a fixed annuity.
But I want to clarify, that's because it's not in the market. It doesn't mean you're not growing the money. You still want to grow the money.
Yeah.
Okay. And there are other ways. Most people think the only place to invest money is in the market. That's not the only place. There's lots of different things you can do that have different restrictions, different risks, different possibilities, different growth. You have to uncover that information first to make better decisions.
So you can take a lot more out if you have money that's not in the market, because the whole reason the 4% rule exists is so you don't spend too much from an asset that's crashing. If right. the market's crashing, you don't want to spend money from that bucket at that time. But if you have another bucket you can draw from that is guaranteed not to lose money, that's very important. Having money in a 60-40 portfolio like bond funds, that doesn't help you. Because ask the people that retired 3 years ago, 4 years ago, that shifted everything to bonds, and then they lost like 20 or 30% of the money in the bonds because the interest rates jumped so fast. So that doesn't work. Bond funds don't work to protect you from loss. But if you have money that's actually protected from loss, then you draw from that when the market's crashing and you draw from the market when it's up. That's the volatility buffer strategy. And the math shows you can take out a lot more money, often 50, 60, 70% more money taking out of that portfolio than if it was in the market, even if it was a mix diversified of different stocks and bonds and mutual funds and it was managed by a great advisor and all that. You could still take out more money if you just have it out of the market entirely. And like Raz said, that doesn't mean no interest. But even if you got no interest, it would still be better than the 4% rule.
Yeah.
So this is a conversation I had recently with a client. He's like, well, you know, I'm just concerned the account you're going to put it in that's going to protect it from loss, it's just not going to give me enough interest. I want more interest in that. And I said, you're asking the wrong question. The interest is actually irrelevant. Because you have it protected, the interest you can take out of all of your investments is so much more that it doesn't even matter if you got any interest at all in this safe account. I want you to get money and get growth in it.
Right.
We want you to get growth, but that's not actually the most important. The most important is first protect, because if it's protected, then you could take out a lot more. And again, you're in a much better spot, even if you have less total wealth than somebody else, but you can spend more. Then that's what it is. I have a client that retired, you know, retired recently, and they started working with us a couple of years ago, and they wanted to protect their money from loss so they could have a lot higher income. Because of that, they moved a lot of money to protected accounts, and they missed out on some really big returns they could have had for the last 2 years. But because they had protected it, they're confident in how much they can take out. And the income they can get, even though their accounts are not as high as they would have been if they left in the market, the income is still higher than what it would have been on the 4% rule of all that market growth.
Yeah.
So they are still in a much better spot. Now, we want it to grow also. That's not a question. But that's the most important thing is protection so that you can pull out enough income. The other option, and again, you can go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. The other option, because even that one, some people have a little bit of hesitation. They say, well, I'm still a little worried because I know you're telling me the math works, all these time periods, it would have worked fine. But, you know, maybe the market crashes a lot of years in a row. Maybe interest rates drop a lot. I'm not getting any interest on my safe money and the market's crashing and I start to deplete my assets and I'm getting a little worried. Is there anything else that can give me 100% certainty? So yeah. What is that?
So there's, you know, pensions, right? Pension, you may not have a pension, but pensions do that. Social Security is a pension. It pays you for the rest of your life. And it's very important. Sometimes you make a pension decision, and let's say both you and your spouse are in your late 50s or early 60s, and you take a pension and, you know, you say, well, I'm going to take a pension that's going to be lower because in case I die, my spouse will get something. Well, you got to really examine that. What if you guys both live for 30 years? I mean, you're taking a lower pension for 30 years. Just so you might have a little more at the end. There's a lot of different options there. You got to work the math, work the numbers.
So talk to us about how to maximize your pension. And what if you don't have a pension at all? Is there anything you can do? What if I worked for a company, I have a big 401k, it's done well, but I don't have a pension option?
You can create your own pension.
Really?
Not by yourself, but you can get insurance companies. That's what they do. That's what pensions were always done by insurance companies. An insurance company will guarantee that you will never, ever, ever run out of money. They guarantee an income for the rest of your life. In fact, some of them will guarantee not only that you won't run out of money, but also that you can grow with inflation, grow with the market gains, and still have more money. So there's lots of different options. One of the things people come to us and say, well, you know, I bought an annuity 5 years ago. It really is only done like 1% or 2%. And I'm really frustrated. Well, you know, now is a good time to refinance that annuity. Just like when the rates drop, you want to refinance your mortgage. When the rates go up, right now the market rates are high, the interest rates, you can refinance your, even if you're going to have a surrender charge, you may be able to refinance your annuity and have a much better return. There's lots of things out there. The problem is most people don't understand how many options you have.
You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
If you don't know about it, how are you going to find out about it? So that's what you talk to the experts, not just retirement planning, but also in tax planning. Because when you meet with us, you don't just meet with an advisor, you meet with a tax attorney that can give you a plan to minimize your taxes and make sure that you have enough income.
The first thing we offer is an analysis, because without an analysis, you don't know what's wrong. You don't know what you have. When we do an analysis, we do a risk, fee, and tax analysis. Again, riskfeestaxes.com. We do a risk analysis, a fee analysis, and a tax analysis. That really identifies all the situations you're in, the good, bad, and the ugly.
And you might think that you can't retire for several years, but the analysis might show you actually could retire today. And many times that's the case. And in fact, more often than not, the clients that think that they can't retire anytime soon, they actually could. They just were not aware of all the options that exist to allow them to do that.
Yeah. So it's very important to get all that information and figure out whether you can, because most of our clients retire 3 to 5 years earlier than they thought they could, with 60% more income than they thought they could, and saving about $1 million in taxes. All three of those things are very important. And if they're important to you, you should talk to us. If only one is important, well, you can hold off. You don't have to talk to us. But we want to help fix all three things to give you as much money as possible and also leave as much money as legacy. Because again, we are tax attorneys and estate attorneys, so we can actually do trust
and,
as well.
And that brings up another point with legacy planning, because we just mentioned pensions and or income annuities. You know, some people do that, and that gives a guarantee that you never run out of money until you die. And the primary reason people don't do that is because they're worried, well, then I won't have anything for my kids. But interest rates are so high that you might be able to guarantee all the income you need with a smaller portion of your assets.
Yeah.
And if you do that, that means the rest of the money is growing, 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 and you can have it for long-term growth and not touch it. That's going to your kids. But now you have your money separated. So there's a portion that is your paycheck that's guaranteed for life. And then your paycheck, your play money, that's Tom Hagen's phrase, paychecks and playchecks. All the other money is your play money. If you don't need it, it goes to the kids. But you could also shift it into life insurance, and the life insurance could replace all the pension. There's a lot of different strategies, but talk to us, and we always want make sure you have as much legacy as possible. We want to maximize all the opportunities that you have available to you.
And one of the things is get rid of your preconceived notions. Okay, this is bad, that's bad, whatever you think. Let's find out, what does it do for you? If it does good things, that doesn't mean it's bad. It's a tool. All these things are tools. So don't come in thinking, well, all these things are bad. No. Is it good for you or is it bad for you? We can help you to determine that. So do the analysis and you really understand what it is that we can do for you.
So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, to learn more. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.